Hey, you. NASA.
Give me the cyber razor cut.
Cyber razor cut.
Yeah!
If you want to be a psychonaut, get yourself a cyber razor cut.
Oh, to be this good takes ages.
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Hear all of the best Saggy music.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Lewis Clark, a.k.a. Sonic Yoda, back once again with another edition of the Cyber Razor Cut, live on Radio Sega. You're in for an hour of Sega-themed music and remixes chosen by myself. This is the first show of 2015. Happy New Year, everybody, even though it's a week into the new year. Thank you for everybody that's joined in. If you are not in the chat room already, please go over there. I'm currently joined by Trigon, Woa21, Voice, Spondy, Quickie C, CTR, Dimpsy Versus, DJ D-Rec, Esper K, Made Kujisan, Punk Gamer 69v2, Rav Sieg, Trekkie, and Twinny. Thank you very much for joining, guys. And if you have, if you're listening on the podcast, thank you very much for downloading. Always appreciated. And I've just been joined by Retrix. Hello, hello, hello. Yes, welcome back to the Cyber Razor Cut. We've had a little bit of a break, a couple of weeks for Christmas and New Year's. But we're back, raring to go. Got lots of Sega news to discuss. And yeah, to be quite frankly, I'm really hoping the next hour goes nice and quick, because I want to get back on Snatcher, which I've been playing pretty much religiously at the moment and enjoying a lot, let's put it that way. It's a very, very good game. If you've never played it, I would suggest emulating it. And I wouldn't normally do that because, you know, I like to encourage a bit of buying, you know, the physical game. But the physical game is worth over 100 quid. So, you know, swings and roundabouts, probably best just playing it by emulation. But yeah, you should do that. It's bloody excellent. Really, really good game. Yeah, Mega CD version is the only one available in English. So that's why I'm playing that at the moment. Good stuff. Anyway, let's continue with more music. Yeah, that was a bit of a long intro. That was Richard Jakes with the Race of Ages theme, which is essentially a remix of the Space Harrier theme from Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. And a good little remix it is as well. Lots of boots and cats, boots and cats. Good old boots and cats. I like that. I was doing that to myself in the room. Cool. Right. Let's move on with more music. I'm feeling a bit of Outrun, so enjoy Splash Wave courtesy of DRAM. And we are back. You just heard Yuzo Koshiro's The Shinobi from Revenge of Shinobi. An awesome soundtrack, as is per the norm of Yuzo Koshiro. Dude doesn't seem to go wrong, really. And prior to that, you heard DRAM with their remix of Splash Wave off the Sega Arcade Selection. I can't remember the full name of the CD. I'll grab it in a second, and then we can... I can read that if anybody wants to grab a copy from somewhere. You'd have a hard time finding it, it's got to be said. and I'm not boasting, it's just that it is a very old Sega soundtrack CD. And yeah, it's quite sought after because it has some Sega Sonic Arcade music on it. But yes, anyway, let us talk about something that Twinnie's just brought up. So people have been laughing at my expense, as per usual, today on Facebook, because I updated my profile picture, to me... sort of looking wistfully into the distance away from the camera, because I like the picture. The full picture actually is me standing in front of the 1x1 scale Gundam in Tokyo, and yeah, I like the picture a lot, but for whatever reason someone said it looks like I should be sort of polarized and made to look like one of those Obey posters. So yeah, someone, I'm not naming names, Alan, has decided to basically do that, and it's like I've been memed. whatever, it's obviously funny to some people, but I'm not saying it's not funny, but it's just silly, and it's currently doing the rounds. So yeah, thanks for that, Twinnie. I think yeah, he pretty much started that whole shenanigans. Series of shenanigans, anyway. But yes, if you want to see the original picture, I can post a link to you now in the old chat room. So yeah, you can see what's going on, and then imagine that with less colours and the word Obey pasted over it, and then you can imagine what my friend has put that through. So yeah, there you go. That's a picture of me in Tokyo as of summer last year. Twinnie saying you're welcome. Yes. Thanks for that, mate. Right, let us continue with more tunes. Now, I have been playing a lot of Streets of Rage recently, so I feel like it is time to play something off the Streets of Rage 2 soundtrack, which, again, is by Yuzo Koshiro, and is possibly one of the best game soundtracks of all time, if I'm going to go on record. This is Back to the Industry, and it comes from the Streets of Rage remake, fan game, which was sadly pulled as per a cease and desist by Sega, but if you look hard enough you can still find it. But also the soundtrack is completely downloadable for free. If you search for Streets of Rage remake, you can go to the official website and grab it, and I suggest you do, because yeah, things sound like this and they're damn good.
Hello, chum. You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut with Sonic Yoda on the one and only Radio Sega. How marvelous!
Back, you just heard Jun Senoi with Believe in Myself, the theme of Tales from Sonic Adventure 1. I bloody love that song, I haven't listened to that in ages. And prior to that, you heard Back to the Industry from the Streets of Rage remake soundtrack, which I highly suggest you go and download, because it's free and it's good. Cool, right, let's talk about Sega news, because we haven't had a chat about that yet. The big thing that I suppose happened just before the end of the year was that Sonic Team have announced a new Sonic mobile title called Sonic Runners, and that's it, because there is no screenshots, no gameplay, no release dates, nothing, absolutely bugger all at the moment, but I'm sure something is coming in the pipeline sooner or later, because that's big news. Sonic Team back at the helm of another Sonic title. Yes, it's a mobile title, which I can't say I'm exactly the world's most excited about, but it's better than nothing, I suppose. I don't know, maybe it isn't as better than nothing, because mobile titles generally just feel a bit like filler, to be honest with you, most of the time, and I would rather they put their efforts into something more substantial. I'm definitely missing a bit of the old Sonic Team flair, because let's face it, Sonic Boom didn't really deliver what I was wanting from the Sonic franchise, and it's made me appreciate Sonic Lost World on a whole another level, it's got to be said, because that really does feel like a proper Sonic game, and it's got a lot of charm to it. But yeah, Sonic Runners, that's something that's going to be happening in the near future. I'm assuming it's probably going to come out on iOS and Android devices, and it's probably going to be an endless runner, thinking about that title. Who knows, eh? I'm sure there will be news in due course, let's put it that way. Because at the moment, there ain't fuck all. right, let us continue. More music is what I'm feeling, and I'm feeling more Sonic. So this is a remix. It's by Ivan Hackstock. And it's called Aquamarine. Enjoy.
The Cyber Razor Cat. Oh, bugger.
And we are back. You just heard Hiroshi Kawaguchi with Opa Opa, the first stage theme from Fantasy Zone. And prior to that, you heard Ivan Hackstock's Aquamarine, which is a Splash Hill remix and a bloody good one as well, it's got to be said. There's some heated discussion about Sonic the Hedgehog in the chat room, as per the norm, because let's face it, you can't talk about Sonic the Hedgehog without upsetting someone. But hey, it's important that we talk about these things because, yeah, I mean, the important thing is that Sega knows how people feel about the Sonic franchise, because ain't nothing happening if we talk amongst ourselves. But yeah, well, it's too early to judge what's going on with Sonic Runners at the moment, because there is absolutely bugger all to look at or see or listen to or whatever, because yeah, it's literally just an announcement. So, you know, hold steady. I'm sure things will happen in due course. Now, elsewhere in the Sega goings-on of recent, next week begins the second series of 3D classics for the eShop, and the first being 3D Afterburner 2, and that's coming January 15th, and I'm very much looking forward to that, because the first wave of 3D classics was absolutely brilliant. They're really, really good remasters, the stereoscopic visuals look really lovely, and there's some additional features and different control methods, and you can do lots of bits and pieces. Yeah, they've been good. They've been very good. So I'm looking forward to Afterburner coming to the eShop, because it's a great game, and it's the arcade version, which is the definitive version, and it's going to be good fun. So fingers crossed. I'm not entirely sure how this works out, but it was previously announced that they're going to now come out monthly. So I don't know whether that's going to be the 15th of every month or just some point every month in the future. But also coming up on the 3D classics range after Afterburner 2 will be 3D Fantasy Zone, 3D Fantasy Zone 2, 3D Outrun, which I'm really excited about, and 3D Thunderblade, which I'm also quite excited about, because the arcade version of Thunderblade has never been re-released, as far as I'm aware. There's an Mega Drive version, which is a pretty janky port, it's got to be said, but yeah, the actual arcade version, don't think it's ever been in the collection. So I'm looking forward to playing that, because one of the other things they've added is a new ending, which you can see pictures of if you go and Google for it. So it's a lovely little throwback to lots of different Sega franchises. And yeah, otherwise don't look for it, because obviously it's a spoiler. But if you're curious, there is images already out there, because obviously these games have been out in Japan for quite a while now. But yeah, 3D Classics range starts next week. Looking forward to that, that's got to be said. I've got all the Season 1 ones, and yeah, I wasn't disappointed with any of them, to be honest with you. They were really, really good fun. Really good remasters. Cool. Right, back to the tunes. I'm feeling a bit of Shenmue, it's got to be said. Let's chill out a bit. Let's chill and relax and listen to Sedgeflower from Shenmue.
Dr. Robotnik, and you and your sniveling friends are listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Once again, you just heard Venky P and Harm Singh with the Volcano Valley remix from Sonic 3D Blast or Sonic 3D Frigley's Island, depending on where you're from. That was the Jun Senoi version, as opposed to the Saturn version, which is composed by Richard Jakes. And, you know, I gotta say, I definitely prefer the old Jun Senoi. Just personal preference. Richard Jakes' soundtrack is perfectly good. But, yeah, something about it, about Jun Senoi's arrangements. Yeah, they just appeal to me a little bit better. And prior to that, you heard Sedgeflower, Shenhua from Shenmue. And, yeah, a lovely chilled-out little song that is as well. Good stuff. Right, back on to, well, my final bit of news, I suppose. So, Hucast, the publishers and developers of such games as Dux and Redux Matters on the Dreamcast, have announced a new Dreamcast game, and it's only bloody coming out in 2 months' time. So yeah, a bit of a surprise release this. So Alice's Mum's Rescue is the name of the game, bit of a mouthful, and it's sort of like a traditional sort of 2D platformer, very sort of Mario Brothers style, looks very cute. And yeah, three worlds, 25 stages to explore. Currently some screenshots kicking around. You can read the full spiel on my website, SegaRhythm.com, if you're interested. But yeah, the thing that really took my eye, it's got to be said, is one, the release date, obviously coming out very quickly. Usually Dreamcast games are announced well ahead of time, and yeah, we'll get pushed back and whatever. But yeah, it's also the price. So the standard version of the game is only €24.95, which I've got to say is possibly the cheapest I've seen a Dreamcast game for quite a long time, actually. So yeah, I'm definitely going to think about pre-ordering soon. There's also a two-disc limited edition, which comes with an expanded booklet and a soundtrack, and that is available for €42.95 again. You'll have to do the old currency conversion for yourself, unfortunately. I recommend XE.com. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, that's now coming. That's another thing that's happening. So yeah, more independent Dreamcast releases. I'm always very happy to support those, because I'm just impressed that there's a talented group of individuals that continue to keep the console alive, it's got to be said. And don't mean to be cheeky, but you know, there seems to be more Dreamcast games coming out than our PS4 games at the moment. But anyway, Hughcast are also going to be releasing another Dreamcast game this year called Ghostblade, top-down shoot-em-up. And yeah, I'm waiting for that to get closer to release before I drop a pre-order. Because yeah, Hughcast are a little bit synonymous with delaying their stuff. But hey-ho, if they actually stick to their March launch for Alice's Mum's Rescue, then I'll be happy, because I have something new to play on my Dreamcast. Yay! Cool stuff. Like I say, full details on SegaRhythm.com, or you can visit Hughcast.com directly and check out their store, where you can get pre-order links, and you can also see screenshots. Cool stuff. Right, we are approaching the last 10 minutes of the show, so I better play some bloody music, and then we'll talk one final time, and then that'll be it. Cool, right. What am I feeling? I'm feeling something from the sound of TSS, which recently came out. This is from Kyle AB5000, and it's Whitewash for White Park Act 2. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Bentley Jones, and you're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
And we are back for the last time of the show. So you just heard Girls Melon with the Oil Ocean Zone and Metal Remix, which you can find for free download from their SoundCloud. And prior to that, you heard Carl AB5000 with Whitewash for White Park Act 2, which you can download off the Sound of TSS album, which is available now from the sonicstadium.org. Just sonicstadium.org. Yeah, there you go. Cool stuff. Right, thank you very much for everybody that's tuned in live. I really, really appreciate you all coming back after 2 weeks' break. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. It's been a blast talking to you. A little bit too much Sonic chat, though. You know, dial it back a bit, guys. It's got to be said. And thank you to anybody that downloaded the podcast, if you're listening in advance, I suppose. But yes, let's have a look at the rest of the week on Radio Sega. So next show on the schedule is Friday at 1 a.m. UK time, and that is the RSN live show with a voice. And then on Friday at 9 p.m. it's Rexy with the Sega Mixer Drive. Lovely new podcast artwork as well, it's got to be said. Saturday at 4 p.m. it's the late afternoon breakfast show with Shadow Remix. Later on the same day at 10 p.m. Gabby UK returns with the Saturday Night Sega. And then Sunday, it's a new show on the Radio Sega schedule. It's SBK with the Fantasy Star Beats at 10 p.m. Then round to next week, the Radio Sega Top 40 Countdown with KC at 8 p.m. on Monday. And then it's back to me Wednesday 8 p.m. for another edition of the Cyber Razor Cut. Cool, cool stuff. Thank you again for tuning in. Absolutely, you know, just love doing the show, and it's cool to see people chatting and enjoying what I'm doing. So yeah, always appreciate it. Right, we're going to end the show on one more song. This comes from our very own Rexy herself. This is also on the Sound of TSS album, and it is a Outrun remix. I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you next time. Yeah, there we go, that's what I wanted to say. All right, guys, bye.